Many cultures today all over the world have their own ways that they live their lives and worship to their gods. They didn't come up with these practices all on their own. Of course, they learned it from their ancestors that came before them and from the world around them. We call doing this a tradition. The word tradition, by definition, is described as the transmission of customs or beliefs from generation to generation, or the fact of being passed on in that way. Under the theology title, the word tradition is listed as a doctrine believed to have divine authority, though not in the scriptures. And that is what the sermonette is about. My wife and I, we just went to a wedding for a friend of hers in another state. This was a Catholic wedding. And as many of you all know, this religion and the people that keep a church and wedding service in this religion, they are deep in their own traditions. During the wedding service, we were doing things, or they were doing things, that seemed kind of silly to us. For example, they would do things like turning around and bowing to the altar after someone came up to read something to the wedding party on the way back to sit down. Or at one point during the service, the pastor, father, was praying for the couple getting married, and he asked all the congregants to raise their hand at the couple to help in the prayer transmission or to send them good vibes, I guess. And we all know that this universal church has a whole bunch of traditions that they believe in, and I am not going to go into all of those. But what I do want to look at in this sermonette is what God thinks about the traditions of men, and when it comes to keeping traditions, which ones we should be keeping and passing down through the generations. First off, in Mark 7, Mark 7:1-9. And I can turn there quickly because I have my Bible markers that somebody gave to me. Mark 7:1. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, having come from Jerusalem. Now when they saw some of his disciples eating bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding to the traditions of elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things that they have received and hold, like the washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. They washed their couches. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" He answered and said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy to you, hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold to the traditions of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do.' He said to them, 'All too well you reject the commandments of God, that you may keep your traditions.'" And these men, they had a problem with Jesus' disciples because they were breaking the traditions of the elders. These were ceremonial laws of the Jews, and these laws were not found in the scriptures. And through Jesus' answer, he brings up two points. One, that God's law is superior to man's traditions. And two, even though these men did all these cleansing rituals so others around them would see how holy they are, inside they were hypocrites and morally defiled. The word hypocrite comes from the Greek word hippokrates, which means an actor. And these actors would use different kinds of masks during their acting for different characters. You hear people being two-faced. Colossians 2:8. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Believing in false philosophies, false teachings and traditions of men will take us down the wrong path. For most of my life, I believed the wrong things, and I was lost. I did not know which direction I should go. Then one day, I met my wife and learned about the truth, and my mind was open. Just like Jesus healing the blind, I too, my eyes were opened. Deuteronomy 12:29. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them. After they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not acquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord, which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it, and you shall not add or take away from. We are not to take away or add what we believe is important to the laws that God has given us. And that is just what a lot of the world's religions do now. They are full of adopted pagan festivals and traditions that have been passed down for people to follow for generations, coordinated by Satan to separate us from God's true law and days, which we should be practicing, and we are. He, Satan, has given the world false holidays, not holy days, and traditions that people keep that seem harmless. People think that what they are doing is pleasing to the Lord. Worshiping to the Lord with days that have evil origins. That's why God hates them. So if we should keep to the traditions of man, then if we shouldn't keep the traditions of man, then what shall we do? Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We must spiritually transform our minds through the word of Christ and the Bible's teachings. not concerned about what the world does and how they do things. We cannot have our hearts and minds being led by the man's traditions and being tied up into the worldly events. We can't follow the Lord 100% if we're doing that. We need to continue to keep the holy days and focus on what those days symbolize: God's master plan for all humanity to be in the future family of God. Other religions are so focused on the traditions of men that they have adopted, which they have adopted, and they have lost focus of the commandments and the true days that the Lord has given us. They can't see the forest for the trees. And it's hard to do. Traditions and actions of this life is all we know at first. The old man or woman has to be swept away, and the new person has to take their place. Romans 1:25, a couple pages over. 1:25. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator? Who is blessed forever? Amen. This world has been lied to. They worship things that have been created by men, men led by Satan. Tradition and practices that are false and twisted. And like I said, it's not their fault. They don't have the truth or the Holy Spirit like we do. We are very blessed to know and to follow the truth. And there are people that know the truth, but they are not doing what they are supposed to be doing. And those people, just like everyone else, will have the time at the end to decide to follow God's truth or not. And so we are very blessed, brethren. Excuse me. We know the truth and are not lost. We're not wasting our time with false traditions and believing in religion that adopted pagan holidays that God hates. The tradition and days we keep were passed down from the correct teachings of Jesus. Teachings that he taught his disciples and that have made it down through the generations so we can be believers in them. Traditions that are based on Christ and his great divine plan for all of humanity to be into his family.